Here's a question I received, a very sad question. Good afternoon, dear Dr. Kenner. Would you tell us your opinion of the following, if the following statement constitutes the practice of psychology or not? Or could you describe someone as exercising and practicing psychology if they have this description? So here's the job description. My job is doing, listen to this word, psychotherapy with adults and children, starting from age 3 to adult. I provide services of, here's the second word, counseling, and do referrals for medication evaluation, depending on symptoms presented by the person served. Now, does that sound like you're bringing your child or that you're going yourself to a psychologist or somebody who's licensed, who's had a lot of experience under their belt? So let me continue with the question. That's just my questions on the side there. The reason we ask this is that this person advertising this is currently using the above professional description. They have already been prosecuted and have been found guilty and have also paid a fine for illegally posing as an unlicensed psychologist and for possessing an illegal and invalid PhD from a non-accredited school and for previously illegally diagnosing mental health patients without having the proper credentials. And she is now working for another mental health institution using the above statement when referring to her current job status and employment. Any information would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Respectfully, a pair of grieving parents of our late child who was illegally misdiagnosed prior to her ultimately untimely passing by the above individual in question. So, it is very, very sad. That hit me hard. It's very, very sad to hear of your loss and to think of that the outcome could have been quite different if your child had seen a very talented, very skilled professional. You can do a couple of things. I'll give you information on the different levels and different degrees and what goes on with those two words, psychotherapy and counseling. But first, nothing is going to take away the pain of losing your child. You definitely should get some professional help for both of, I'm assuming you're both in professional help, you're getting it. But if you're not, get it for yourselves. You want to be able to go through the grief and not hold it in over the years. You need to be able to process it. And part of processing it, I'm assuming, is that you want the justice. You want to know that this person who treated your child who's no longer with you and who has a legal record, you're worried that this person will slip under the radar and practice as she had before. And I also assume you don't want others to be harmed by her alleged misrepresentation of being a professional. So what goes on with how she presented herself? Is it legal or not to present herself that way? And here's the piece of information that's a little bit bone-chilling. Both those terms, psychotherapy and counseling, you can check your own state, but those are terms that are not licensed as far as I know. I know that in Rhode Island we were looking to license when I say the Rhode Island Psychological Association was looking to get credentialing for that, where it's bona fide. License means it's licensed by the state. I wish everything were credentialed, meaning your top professionals were deciding, not some bureaucrat, but your top professionals were deciding who got the good housekeeping seal of approval. So here's what you can do. Those two titles, she may not be misrepresenting herself now, but you certainly can contact your psychological association in your state and let them know your experience and let them know who she is, because maybe she is still misrepresenting herself. I mean, even though she's only saying she's a therapist or a counselor here, maybe at other times she's still doing what she got penalized for. So you could certainly alert them. You can get more information too, specific information on your state, by going to a website, All Psychologists with an S, careers with an S.com, and you can actually look up your state. So Let me just go over the levels. People ask many times, you know, what the heck is the difference between a counselor, a therapist, a psychologist, a psychiatrist? So there are doctoral level licenses. That's going to be one of your higher levels. And you have people that have a PhD after their name, a PsyD, or an education degree, a psychology degree or an education degree. But it's called a PsyD. It's not just a degree in psychology. It's not an undergraduate degree. These people complete a master's level, and then they go on to get their PhD level. They go for internships, they go for national exams, they go for oral exams on ethics before state boards, and then they again get more training under the supervision of a psychologist or a professional licensed in the state, and then they go on to get their own license. So it is a long haul, I can tell you that firsthand. And then you have psychiatrists. Psychiatrists are actually medical doctors who have an additional 3-year residency program in psychiatric medicine. Now, they can do both the therapy, and more often they prescribe medication nowadays. Then you have a whole bunch of master's level licensed professionals. You have advanced nurse practitioners. You have licensed psychological associates, licensed professional counselors. Then you probably might have heard of these LCSW, licensed clinical social workers, licensed marriage and family therapist, and those are all licensed. Then you have many that are not licensed, and we all know of fortune tellers, and many religious folks are not licensed. You've got palm readers, you've got herbalists, and those are not licensed. Not by the state. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Sex, in the most cherished sense, is your physical expression of deep attraction to what you admire and love in the character of your soulmate. Unfortunately for most couples, this vibrant sensual attraction fades with time. How can you avoid this fate and instead nurture your sensual attraction to your partner? One requirement is that you must grasp the deepest meaning of romantic intimacy and never lose your own desire for it. Romantic sex is a profound union of your body and your mind. You are a whole person, mind and body. Ideal romantic love is not separated from the physical or the mental.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.